All right, welcome to another edition of Jive Time Turkeys. We are back. It has been a nice summer break. I feel like we all needed that. But you know, we are back, coincidentally with the football season. So you know, quick update. The Lions have just tied the game with the Chiefs on a Patrick Mahomes pick six to Brian Branch, the second round pick rookie for the Detroit Lions. So the game currently stands at 14-14 with 11 minutes left in the second quarter. So we'll come back to the football season for sure. 11 minutes left in the third quarter.
Oh, that's an action-packed game.
Yeah. So we'll come back to that.
Oh,
but
it's going right to the veins. They said,
They hooking us in early.
See what 2K do. It's a cold game out here. 2K slick. Go ahead, my bad.
But, oh, that shit was off a tip, too. So the pick six was off a tip.
Who do the pick? Oh, the pick six for who?
For the Lions, off of Mahomes.
Oh, off my
home. One-hander, Brian Branch caught that shit with one hand. And
who's
took
trying
it back
to get
to the house.
Who is he?
I want to say Kadarius Toney, maybe. 19? I think Kadarius Toney. Yeah. What I wanted to say real quick, get that in. Coco Gauff in the U.S. Open Finals.
Gang, gang.
He won tonight.
What did I put
I
in the
it
production
was four,
jet? Talking my
four
shit.
Or five.
What did I put in the production jet?
Yeah.
All right. Just want to say.
She in there. So she'll either be playing Madison Keys. So it'll be either be an all-U.S. final or Sabalenka. They getting ready to get started probably in like another 10 minutes or so. I don't know. Like you put in a production chat, but I had that feeling after that first match. I don't even know the woman's name, but she was out there slow playing the shit out the game. Like, it was like, bro, you know, we played tennis together, or you played tennis and I was just on the team for a couple years
Start
in
a
high
match,
school.
Baby. Same team.
So
Start a match.
I understand when you, like, I understand the time and then when you slow playing the match, trying to slow some shit down because you know you don't have the weaponry to keep in the game.
I
And so,
mean,
like, but like, you gotta be coy
no.
with it.
I'm
You
not,
can't
in defense.
be out here like
Not in defense.
to the
Not in
point where
defense.
like everybody is like,
I'm not in
hey, come
defense.
on now. Like, you gotta
Not
be
in
like a
defense.
little slick with it. Like,
I'm not, that's the thing. I'm not in defense. All I'm saying, I'm not surprised. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? You
so here's
dig?
why I'm surprised. Here's why I'm
Why?
surprised. Because we watched 20 plus years of Serena and Venus, and I can't recall someone doing it to that degree to them two. So why she would think she would get away with it with Coco, who now has much more eyes because of those two, that's not what I don't understand. Like,
if I may, just walk with me, because we're going to be saying the same thing. There's no count. I'm not being counted. We're just walking to the same place. That perspective, if I may, is from the viewer, fan perspective. Is that true or false? Would you just share with?
So.
It's true or false?
Kind
Brother, we
of.
both walk with me. Come on, man. Come on. Is it more true or false?
So
Is
here's
it,
the
fine,
thing.
fine. I'll go with that. Is it
It's
more true or false? Is it more true or false? Or even this. Would you say that perspective you've just, I think exalted is too much. Is too strong of a word in this moment, or proclaim? Proclaim is a safe word. Is that perspective? Is it the same as a pro player on the circuit?
No. So here's why. Here's the thing. It might not be a pro circuit, but my perspective is not just from a fan because I've been around tennis players literally my whole life. Like, I can't discount.
Brother, you missing my point, baby. All I'm saying is that from a observer perspective or a working class perspective, my brother, we aren't the working class in that environment. So all I'm saying is, in her eyes, perhaps, because she did it, only because she did it. So, like, you do what you want. So her delaying it may have been a couple things. A, I'm not surprised because, you know, they operate how they operate. There's nothing that they won't try to do, especially within the quote unquote rules or just outside of them. But secondly, to your point about why would she have the audacity with the Coco, that's because we protect Coco. We revere Coco. We know what it took to get Coco. You understand the history and the pain it took from Zena Garrison before Will, you know what I'm saying? Respectfully, Wilma, let's say Wilma Rubio. Thea Gibson. Sorry, apologies.
Yeah.
Apologies. That lineage, to even going through what that is, and then you seen actually what Serena and Venus went through. We saw that. So you're like, why would you even dare do something to her? Yeah, that's not how they view it. In their eyes, she hasn't even met their level. She hasn't met the level of what we have to respect that to Serena or Venus. I'm not saying that's how, obviously I don't agree with that perspective. I'm just saying that is a, there is a timeline where that is possible. That's all I'm saying.
So I get that.
You know, ethics.
Right. And I mean, I think it's more of the latter. So, like, I don't discount that there's a segment out there. I'm just saying the way she went about it is something that I haven't really typically seen in any match with, like, anybody. Like, the degree she slow, like, how the degree she Alphonse, slow played Alphonse, it, Alphonse. I'm like, yo, I haven't seen Alphonse. Anybody do that. Like,
Alphonse, you just speaking to anybody power else. Source. You just speaking to the power source. You say, yes, you're right. You're right. You're observing them going crazy.
But she don't have that power. She wasn't a ranked player.
No.
She's a qualifier.
It's the fear, bro. That was a fear action. That's a fear tactic. She saw what we saw. What tournament? That tournament wasn't the quick warm-up. Oh, wait, maybe it was a warm-up.
It was a warm-up. It was one of the warm-ups.
It was one of the warm-ups. I'm not sure if it was. I think it was the first warm-up. I don't think it was the second one. I think I kind of got it on the first one. I think I got it early. But the point is this. Either one of the warm-ups. That's what we're talking about. You know, is it her time yet? That was the question we had in the production room.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how we felt about it, it's not about us at all. But imagine being a player. Biggest stage of the year to some, at least one out of four. Now, you know, without how they rank that's fine. But top one of the top four places in the year for you as a tennis player. And this young girl, chocolate beautiful sister, is waxing your ass. Sometimes you gotta slow shit down. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So yes. I'm not but bro, she did it when she was winning.
You don't think she saw this coming?
No.
You don't think that's how she thought she kept the lead?
No. If you was watching the match.
Why she doing it?
Huh?
You know why she do it?
Because she, I mean, I hate to say it this way, but she was not a smart player. If you was watching the match, it actually was to her advantage to keep Coco playing. Because Coco was making mistakes because she was frustrated by her playing slow. So once she got her making mistakes, she won the first set 6-3, largely mm-hmm. because Coco was playing mistakes. Mm-hmm. But what happened was she was playing slow. The umpire had no choice to tell her to speed up. And once that happened, Coco relaxed, and then it was over from there. And so when I was watching the match, I was actually telling Coco to slow down on her serve because she was trying to play so fast that she was continuing to make the mistakes. So it wasn't, it turned into a silly play is my point, which is why I'm like, I don't even like, why would you even do that?
All I'm asking is, did she employ the tactic to lose? Was her
after a while? Yeah, it became part of the losing effort.
Alphonse, you missed my point, baby. I'm saying when she decided to slow the game down, you think she did that because she wanted to use it as a tactic to lose?
So no one starts a tactic to lose, but part of it is it becomes a losing tactic if you don't change. We've played sports together where it's like the game, we got to change this. Otherwise, it's a losing tactic.
I agree. So, all I'm saying is she did what she thought would be the best way to win. And it ended up being the reason why she lost. I'm definitely on board with that. But if she can, it's disrespectful. But she learned her lesson.
She did.
It's her time. She got her getting on everybody. She can't sit down. She can't sit down, man. I'm standing up.
That was so wild. I'm like, yo, what is she doing?
Correct. She's pretty much like, clean up this house. It's beautiful. Like, yo, clean up this house is dirty, man. Like, you treat like this house is filthy. Y'all is filthy. You know she can't sit down. She's gonna sit down in front of me, and I'm Coco. Yeah, all right. Like, she's exactly right. Like, it's beautiful. It's like, yo, fam, tell her.
Right.
Tell her, like, you tell her it's in her best interest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah. One thing I will say, like, I feel like a lot of people. Yeah, we're going to talk about the minute. But I feel like a lot of people. Yeah, well, we can talk about the men because that's actually much more interesting. We got Shelton versus Medvedev? No. He got Alcatraz?
Yeah, like
I'm
that, baby.
mispronouncing. I apologize.
Hey, man, look, man, it is what it is. Respect to them. Respect to them.
Oh yeah, because then it's Medvedev and Djokovic, right?
Like,
That's
I
what it's
don't know.
gotta be.
I just know that the other one I called is in the mix. I was like, this one looks like he might be in a one other lot. Let's see. US Open. You know what I'm saying? We got the Googles out here, bro. US Open. Men's. But yeah, speaking of the men's, real quick though. So how do you want to recount? So what is your take on them putting, if I'm not mistaken, is it 15 or 17 on one side? I think 15. I don't want to
It's a
hype it up.
last.
15 US men on the same side of draw. And it had a good number. I don't know if it had a good number on the other side, but it had like, I didn't do the count because the bottom half was where it was like, it was getting funky. Because here's the thing, I was like, and when you said it, like, man, it's only like, they got to play here this round. Like, yeah, they were trying to flood the gates. They were saying, like, look, that joke, that was like a lottery. They stayed, that was like, it was just, nah, I ain't gonna disrespect no player. Hey, they know what it was. They was like, yeah, it's best they play all. Trust me. They did this numbers game. So
Mean,
it's a numbers game. And I ain't mad at them, get to get the money. You gotta get this. Somebody's got, yeah, you gotta do. I mean, if you wanna, uh-oh, where you go?
really
Oh,
coming
okay.
back.
No,
Oh,
it's when he popped into a little something. It just had me on.
okay.
But yeah, but if you wanna, that's how you should do it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like once US, like US soccer gonna do the same thing at some point. I don't know how,
Who,
but they're gonna
men's or
flood.
women's?
I guess both now, right? They both gotta do a hot, they gotta crank up
I think
something.
the women's is fine. I think the problem with the women's is like we as Americans think we're supposed to win everything in the world all the time. And so like if you look at it, like we had a young ass team.
Do you
All of
think
the
they're not
key
gonna win
players
next
were
year
super
or next
young.
time? Do you think they're not gonna win the next one?
I think they might win two straight. I think they might win
Okay.
two straight and we're back at the same point,
That's what I'm
except
saying.
we have a
That's what I'm
younger
saying.
team. So I didn't like
Yeah.
I watched a good number of the games, and it wasn't like they got blown out. The game they lost, like that shit was inches. The fucking goal they lost on the shit hit the top of the joint, and literally like an inch of the fucking ball went over. And I'm like, people are like, oh, they choked. And I'm like, did
I
y'all
agree,
actually
brother.
watch the shit, or you just commented because you saw the score? Because
I
if you
agree.
watched it, like
I know. We
not out,
agree.
you shouldn't be out here
They're the
downing
same
these
thing.
women,
I understand
especially
they're gonna get back on top.
that.
They're
With
not off to
fucking
that one, they go
Alexi
long.
Lalas and shit talking about oh less protesting and more practicing. And I'm like, hey bro, the men ain't the men only qualify for the World Cup because it's here. Like, shut the shit. Go help them practice. Like, please shut the fuck up.
They're getting
Like,
out of
you
group play?
down in them, huh?
Are they getting out of group
The
play?
men? Fuck
Yeah.
no. I get out of group play. Come on, man. What are we talking about? Here's what they're gonna do.
All I'm saying is,
They're going to lose and they're going to have to win the last game by 2 points and they're going to tease us and win by one goal and not make it out of group play. And we're going to celebrate them like they came close, like the bunch of fucking losers they are, man.
all I'm saying is, they might have a nice little group. You never know. I'm just saying they might get to sprinkle it, like,
Who you think
And
we
I ain't
could beat
gonna
in the
say no
world?
country.
Give
No,
me
I
a
just spread.
country you think we give me three countries you think we could beat in the world.
But like,
Like right now,
I don't want.
you put money down to be like the US men's soccer team could beat these three countries in the world. Right now, you putting money
Nah, I don't
down.
want to disrespect. Nah, I'm not disrespecting my brothers across the globe. I'm not doing
You
that.
know what that means? You know what that
What?
means? You don't think they could beat anybody. Because if I asked you to put money down on the men's basketball team, psh, you give me five, close to 10 teams you think they could beat.
But yeah, because the reason why I think they could, I don't even want to go there, but the reason I could do, like, basketball is different because, like, they could dominate other European nations. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm not going to discredit my brothers who may struggle or have to attack and beat up teams that they already got in AFRICOM. I don't want to do all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep my politics clear, baby. So,
Oh, you giving them more credit than I would, because
Yeah.
I don't think got them beating many African teams either.
I ain't say just Africa. I ain't say just focus on the
I
motherland.
mean, yeah, I placed the bet because I don't think they beating anybody in the world, quite
They
frankly.
beat
Like
India?
India?
They lose to India?
Like I wouldn't be shocked. It wouldn't be like, damn,
They losing
that's
to
an
India?
upset.
Like, come on, bro. Like, come on, bro. Like, I'm trying to be as clean as possible
Bro.
with this conversation. India, that's the safest I can do. I can't go to
and soccer, bro. Like,
when
they
is
don't
Indian
got
soccer
hoops.
Team? Is India soccer team?
See, when has our soccer team done anything? When has our soccer team done anything?
That's what
to
I'm not
to be too worthy of this.
Oh, Lou, step in, man. You gotta say something. Help me, man. I ain't trying to have an argument about that. I don't want to have an argument, bro. It's
they could be
trouble,
Canada,
bro.
Maybe. No.
All right, maybe. That's the one I'll present and argue with. But anybody outside
you
of North America?
Canada over India?
Anybody outside of North America, they play soccer or something like something.
See, that was not disrespectful because I'm like, now I sound like I'm surprised that India performs, but I thought they don't really do that. Now I sound like I'm ignorant just because I'm trying to put some crazy ass notion that U.S. not gonna play. Come on, brother, gonna get out of group play because they're gonna sprinkle it.
What they doing the last World Cup?
This one?
They didn't get out of group play. The men?
They at home, bro. Sprinkle some crack on them. What are y'all talking about? This is America.
They don't care about that. They don't care about that.
They
care
about the money.
They already got.
They got this place. Like, they got.
Why do you think U.S. men's soccer is going to get money? Soccer is going to get money. First of all, if we will see which group they're in, which group they're in. If they're in a group that has two teams that have, like, let's say they're in a group with, I don't know, Mexico and Italy, right?
Why am I looking
we're not
at
getting
US
out
World
of
Cup
that?
Rankings? And then I don't want to talk to this no more. I don't want to argue about World Cup rankings, bro. There's too much football going on and too much black. No. Don't force me to look up foot and rank. It's the Indian soccer team. I'll cry in my sleep. I'm about to cry in my sleep. And no disrespect. Love my man Street, bro. See, now I sound like I'm ignorant. Mm-hmm. Ranking of world men's soccer. Is it World Cup men's soccer teams?
No, I think you should do world soccer and then we'll tell the rankings. Rankings.
See, that's how bad
we
are.
World
we don't
Cup
know how
different.
To look this up appropriately. Our fans.
It's irrelevant.
Would you say, Luke?
It's irrelevant. I mean, here comes the ignorant portion.
Oh, choo choo.
My man. Anyway, why are we talking about soccer? On the night that football is not.
Well, I just said that. You should have said that 20 minutes earlier. I asked you to. That's not fair, Lou. I literally requested you to say.
So we got here because we were talking about. We somehow got
women's
soccer
in the world
team.
Women's soccer team, right?
Yo, the men
in the U.S.
The entitlement that the United States fans has. We as fans of the United States. Yeah.
Bro, India is not top 50.
We 11 in the world.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm trying to make out a group.
I mean, I think you're selling the American men kind of short, Father.
Kind of short, bro.
I guess I am. 11 is not a number I would have picked. I mean, I would have picked them ranked higher than India for sure, but 11? Oh, that's kind of a shock to me.
Man, you look up the ranking. You lying.
I think in the last World Cup, they didn't get out of group play, but they were expected to push some teams, though. I do recall that. It was kind of a letdown when they got eliminated.
Isn't that 90s? These kids got soccer moms. It's a whole new generation. They just do this.
Because wasn't it like Tim Howard? That was his last World Cup.
What you say, bro?
That was Tim Howard's last World Cup. The last one.
Getting a little too far outside my globe. Respect. I'm a little here with it.
I think that was
Tim
his
Howard
last World
like
Cup.
A little
if
long
I remember
ago.
Correctly.
That's the goaltender. He's mixed, right?
Goalie.
Yeah, he's the black goaltender.
Yeah, I remember him. Was he mixed? I was always wondering that. Tim who? Howard? Tim Howard.
I thought he was a little wild.
He was commentating the last one.
Was Alexi Lalas been commentating for a couple cycles.
What was the
his entire life?
The captain of the team.
Respectfully.
Who looked kind of like a brother.
The last World Cup was when they had all that drama.
With Bruce Arenas?
Carlos Reyna and the coach and his father and his father's wife and sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you talking about? I think it says 2017 Gold Cup was the last something. So what that mean?
So yeah, he might not have been in the last World Cup.
Yeah, I think he was on the commentating tip on that joint.
Come on, Kadarius.
See,
yeah,
we already brought him up. We conjured you up, brother. We spoke your name in that same exact moment because that pick six, right?
Well, I mean,
going to take Yeah. Yeah, but on the pick six, he was throwing it to Tony.
Throwing it to your man. He was like,
it went right. Yeah, it went right through his hand.
But that was, that was your man.
I was more mad about that play in the first half when they gave it to him, and he didn't get an end zone. That's what I needed. I don't really care about the catches. I need a touchdown.
No question.
But
Yeah,
shout out to the U.S. soccer team. We ain't talk, that's the most soccer we talk about in a long time. That's what's up.
That's crazy. But now we can talk about for the main event. Chiefs just went up 17-14. What is that? 2 minutes left in the third quarter. I guess we'll start with this easy question. Are the Chiefs going to repeat? I mean,
are they a Super Bowl champ?
Yeah. Yeah, they're Super Bowl champs. They beat the Eagles in the barn burner. What was it, 42-35? I will say I'm glad people have stopped talking about that damn pass interference, like, which it was. He literally held them. Like, I don't know what you want them to do. Like, he held them. So I'm glad they stopped talking about that. I mean, the Chiefs are up 17-14 without Kelce, without Chris Jones. So if I had to bet today, I would say, yeah, they're pretty much favorites to repeat.
Right now, tonight, I guess. But I want to see how the rest of the team look. I want to see what happens in Buffalo, if they can get all on the same page. I want to see what this new offensive line for Joe Burrow is going to look like.
It's supposed to be positive or negative.
They took Orlando Brown from Kansas City. Orlando Brown? It's Orlando Brown. And they got
Orlando Brown because he used to play for the Ravens.
And they got what's your man? From Dallas,
what they got? Collins?
Nah. Layout Collins. So I want to see how Burrow them. How they
back?
Look?
Did he play?
I don't think he'll play tomorrow. Yeah. I don't think he'll play on Sunday.
You don't think so? I think he plays.
I think they got the deal done. I think I don't need to. For what?
But
whoa. No, he's definitely playing. He just got paid, right?
Yeah.
Let's get your.
I think he played. They've been saying for the last month that it was a sprained calf. It was like they're just gonna keep him off. He's gonna be ready for the first week. Alphonse, you know what rushing a calf back leads to?
You keep talking logic. I'm trying to talk money.
I just don't think it's a rush thing because he's been out since it happened.
That might have been a negotiation play. Might have been leverage.
I mean,
because they don't bring it up when they do it. But as soon as we do it, it's Steve's like, we ain't even Steven. We just playing
the
game.
If it was any other part of the body, I'd be like, okay. But a calf, I'll be like, yo, you can sit out this first week. Calf leads to Achilles.
Based on what you're saying, he better not throw three touchdowns on Sunday.
It's precautionary. It's not the Browns. About the injuries.
He's definitely playing against the Browns.
Oh, that money.
In Cleveland too. Yeah.
Too much money. Would you pay somebody that much money and say don't play?
Yes, that's why I paid you that much money because I'm thinking the long term game. You blow your Achilles because we rush you back from a strained calf. Our season's done. Period. And I ain't getting the money back.
I would rather sit out one. It's been more than a month.
Who gives a fuck about the Cleveland Browns? Dre, we was just talking. I don't believe in Deshaun Watson. So I don't believe in him. I think Browns are not a worthy threat. Cleveland's gonna be good this year.
Yeah, Cleveland's
not giving them way more credit. I mean, it's gonna be a slobber knocker because when Cleveland gets cold, they can run the fuck out the ball and they got a good defense. But I ain't putting no stock in Deshaun Watson be able to hang if you got to get in a shootout with those other quarterbacks in the division. Maybe you can pick it if you want.
Where's this Deshaun?
My man had a year and 11 weeks to prepare, and he came out there looking like trash. And so I don't think you just get this shit back.
He wasn't his plan.
That's my point. He had a time to prepare, and the product we saw looked like somebody who was ill-prepared even though he was able to be inside of the building.
The first year he wasn't in Cleveland. So let's say the 11 weeks that he was
11 weeks to prepare and the product we saw.
Long he was in Cleveland.
But he can't get off. He can't get first team reps, too, though.
You got to get reps. That's like Trey Lance. You got to get reps.
Game
he
time.
He didn't get better.
I know. No,
he looked like trash. I'm not going to say he looked like trash. He didn't look like Deshaun Watson.
So I don't have any reason to believe that that's going to get better.
That's fair.
Alphonse, that was a negotiation play. He could have got suspended for a whole year. They're like, yo, don't do that to him. Just let him get a couple games. We're not going to win this. We're not going to do anything this year. But don't take this whole year. Let him play a couple games so that he comes back the next year. He's more prepared. This wasn't about that year was for do what he actually did. Knock out all the rust. Play terrible, but no expectations. We can't get mad at you because you ain't been 5 games. You play whatever happened. So it's like that was his preseason for this year.
So if you have that logic and you're willing the same money you put into that, yo, you can come back and look good, and we still don't do shit because you're gone for 11 weeks. So how they played out, they were out the playoff race by the time he came back. So if you have that logic for Deshaun Watson, why would you rush and say, okay, we need to have you play week one because we just paid you that money? The Browns signed Deshaun Watson to a contract that nobody else was going to do. And it has since affected everybody. And you're telling me they're okay with him looking like trash.
Yes.
But now you're telling me
he looked like trash. What was his record? Didn't he have what was his record when he came back?
I didn't say their wins and losses. I didn't say their wins and losses. I specifically said how he looked, and it is universal.
Compared to how he looked before.
Alpha.
Yes. And how he looked as supposed to be as the highest played QB in the league.
Him being like trash compared to that. League, that's kind of skewed because the Browns threw everything off.
But that's fine. But Dre's now making the argument because Joe Burrow just got his money, he should be rushed out there to play.
When it's not a rush thing.
It's not a rush.
You can't win the Super Bowl in week one. You can't win the Super Bowl in week one, but you damn sure can lose it.
All we're saying, I think he's healthy. He's got his money and he's healthy.
It was the first practice of the first practice of training camp. He's been sitting since then. This is more than a month. Why would they rush him out if he's not healthy? He's healthy. I mean, you have to say he's healthy. I mean, they've been talking about he's been healthy for the past couple of weeks. Like he's gonna be fine for game one. I just don't think.
I think you're
overblowing the injury. He ain't hyperextending.
I said I'm more leery of calf injuries because of what calf injuries lead to. Blown Achilles.
What these niggas just...
I fully admit, okay, I'm exercising major caution because strained calves lead to blown Achilles.
Ouch.
Yeah. I agree, brother.
Ground can't cause the fumble. That's not a fumble, right?
No, ground can't cause a fumble. So
he had control of that.
First of all, I watched the play live and came back talking to y'all. So I didn't think it was a fumble live. So yeah. I'm shocked that people are like, oh, that's a fumble. I'm like, I watched it live. He got flipped.
That was not done.
That shit just looked like it hurt.
I got ESPN Plus tirade.
I couldn't take something like that right now.
Just Plus.
I fallen a couple of times, just so y'all know. I have fallen a couple of times since this my ordeal.
Oh yeah,
and took those falls like a champ. Yeah,
brother, I'm glad you got back up.
I mean, you know, all right.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, week one.
Oh, that's what I want. I'm keeping in the division.
But ESPN Plus, what's up with that? Why is it not really? How do I have every channel but ESPN, ESPN 2? Huh? I was getting ESPN Plus.
So when you go to watch. Oh, you don't have a cable subscription.
Nah, because I bought ESPN Plus. I'm like, oh, I get all the joint. They're like, no, you just get Plus of ESPN.
They don't have a thing on it?
You get the articles. You can read all the articles online.
Who reading? I get this thing for the Fire Stick. I'm trying to watch the jams. And they was like, oh, this jam was on ESPN. I could watch the jams on ABC. I'm like, how many subscriptions do I need? Anyway, like Luce, I need to hit on that.
ESPN / ESPN Plus.
But you got yours hooked up to your cable subscriber too, right? I'm saying buy ESPN Plus through the app, it's like, yeah, you just get ESPN Plus. You don't get ESPN. Let me watch sports. Let's not do that. Like,
you won't get ESPN if you buy it through the app. That's just ESPN Plus.
Yeah, I'm like, what is that? How's that a product? Anyway, it's a rant.
Because you won't get live TV through the app.
You get live stuff. I can do it live, but it gotta be on like
you get live,
but not the premium stuff. You're not gonna get the premium stuff.
Yeah, I don't get the good stuff. I get the
premium.
I get court 15.
You don't get one or two.
Like right now, you probably got doubles matches on.
Yeah, I definitely got doubles. I don't get the. I was trying to watch the match last night with the brothers. I was like, come on, man. I just, you know, hit the refresh button on the website.
Eubanks didn't. He wasn't in the tournament.
Who?
Yeah, he lost early. I think he lost second round. Eubanks.
Yeah, Eubanks. I think he hurt. I think I read something. I've had to read on that because I was like, where he at?
I have not been keeping up with those.
So it was one of those early matches. I didn't watch it, but I looked at the score, and yeah, sounding like if you say it said he got hurt, it kind of makes sense with what I saw watching the score, as like the score went by. So I think it was like second round. He was 28th. I think it was a four setter.
Yeah.
So yeah, he went out early.
And then who did Tiafo lose
to? He was showing last night.
That was last night.
That was last night in the quarters.
Boy hit any shot and a smile. That's a dangerous boy. He was doing that in that other. I mean, like, Alphonse. I get you. It's when you on a court and a dude hit a shot that's like next level and he giggles. Like, nah. I mean, that means you meant to do that. So that's a whole other level. He giggles.
Fine.
Like when he giggles when he misses it. It's like, yo, nah, this man different. That man, he giggle when he misses it. He look back and stick his tongue out at his father. Like, man, every time his father's in the court, he gonna win.
That's fine, but like, he going up against people like, let's say he beat and he facing Djokovic in the final. Bro, that like, he gotta cut some of them errors out. You gotta extend it. Huh?
Alphonse, we're in the same car. When I put in the production room, yo, he hits every shot and he smiles. He ain't a killer yet.
He's having too much fun right now.
He's young. He's realizing his power. It's like, oh.
He's enjoying this moment.
Bro, I watched it. It was the three of them. It was Eubanks. I'm not sure. What was that? There's an expression?
I think it was in the U.S. I forget, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I saw it.
Bro, when he said, oh, my draft was different. Nah. Eubanks and Tiafo, tennis camps. So it was him, but he wasn't really like, it was more like, you know, all right. So he just has a gift and structure. For someone who walked the path, and he's hitting shots and missing them and smiling. I'm like, nah, this man different.
Uh-huh.
Two 149s in the same game? He did it on purpose. But you realize the second was intentional. The first was like, I'm doing my regular serve. The second was like, oh, let me try to beat that. And he tied it.
First one he needed it. I was watching that match. He needed that shit.
He summoned the power, bro.
I'm with you, but I'm saying it wasn't a show off. He needed a serve. He needed a serve on that one.
And then tested himself. He's like the kid in Incredibles. That's what all I'm trying to say. All right? He's the baby in Incredibles. He's currently right now the baby in Incredibles.
That's all I'm trying to say.
It's just like, wait.
So it's going to be a fun weekend for tennis.
They need to do better with the hype, though, bro. There's no viral. Like, this brother's playing out of their mind. There's no viral TikTok. There's no viral nothing. It's just kind of like, if you know about tennis, you're watching. If you ain't, they're going to come in your scrolls. It's like, come on, man. That's another rant. Sorry, I apologize.
But back to the football. I did want to talk about that team up 95, Baltimore Ravens. I personally think they're going to do some big things this year. We talk about Philadelphia and all those Georgia people, all those Georgia players. I think Baltimore getting that Georgia offensive coordinator, like, he was able to make magic with, you know, Stenson Bennett IV at quarterback. he getting ready to get something totally different. And, like, people are like, oh, Lamar Cameron. That lets me know you ain't watched college football. Because Lamar played under Bobby fucking Petrino. And what one thing Bobby Petrino was not doing was reverting to a high school offense for anybody. Hey, I'm Bobby Petrino. I could draw up an offense and call some plays, and that shit will be next level. And yes, Lamar was out there reading, processing, going off first, second, third. Okay, third one out there. Now I pull it down and run. There was a rare occasion, all right, we might run it here or there, but like the majority of, and the game against Clemson sticks out in my mind. I mean, the game against Florida State, sorry, S-Dad, but that don't really stick out because he beat the shit out of them. But mm-hmm. the game against Clemson, when he stood toe-to-toe with Deshaun Watson, and it wasn't running the wishbone or running the option, it was throwing the ball, I was like, yeah, he got it. And now he could get the chance to actually do that in the league? Man, I think they're going to be fun to watch. They're going to be mm-hmm. fun to watch. And he got some receivers like the Texans. I believe they play the Texans mm-hmm. in Baltimore. Who the Texans play the CJ Stroud, the rookie.
Oh. Man, like, damn.
But no, they have to do this at this point in this Deshaun. Lamar's career. He has to, not that he can't be a pocket quarterback, he has to be for his own longevity, he needs to play more in the pocket.
That's how he's gotten hurt though.
That's how he's gotten hurt. True. But still, as you get older. As you get older, man, as a running quarterback, hear you. I think that is going to work out for him. I think it's to the advantage that he becomes more of a pocket passer. That's how he got hurt being a pocket passer. He had no receivers to throw it to. And if you double Mark Andrews, it's kind of like, I'm in the pocket. I'm, you know what I'm saying? And then you're going to get me. So now he has. They say this Zay Flowers is the deal.
Is it?
They say mm-hmm. Odell's looking good. And who's the third receiver? I can't remember his name.
Rashad Bateman.
They say everybody's looking good.
Coming back from injury. So, yeah.
You know, they went toe-to-toe with the Commanders defense in the joint practices. So, they, you know, they got some good work this offseason, you know. So, yeah. They should be primed and ready for a good season, you know.
They were tuned up.
You know,
hey, we can sit right there and talk about that.
It's gonna be tough. That's why it's like if Kansas City going, Chris Jones come back halfway through the season and give him a shot in the arm. Shit, Kansas City gonna keep on going. But I mean, AFC wide open
right now.
I mean, I want to say it's wide open. It's just a lot of good teams in AFC.
So here's why I think Kansas City has the inside track. Because all the other contenders, like they're clustered in divisions. Like, who's in Kansas City's division to push them to make their division games hard? Like, Denver's an unknown.
Chargers.
I mean, we got to see it at some point. Like, at some point, they've beaten the Chargers like six straight times. Like, the games are close, but somehow, some way, the Chiefs always win.
I think that old gunslinger from Boise State is going to help them out. This year.
But no, sore spot.
That's what I say, Boise State. But I think Kellen Moore's going to help Justin Herbert a lot. And
he need more help?
Don't have, and kind of puts the onus on Brandon Staley. Brandon Staley.
It's cool.
Brandon Staley.
Yeah, to not be so loose. Like they're going forward on fourth and all of that. And just mm-hmm. he's on the hot seat. He's definitely on the hot seat this year because he fucked up. Because that's Kellen Moore's job. So I think the Chargers would be good. I like Justin Herbert, and it doesn't hurt that I have Keenan Allen in fantasy. So let's go Chargers. But yeah, so
right. But everybody else
that would be the team to push them. And
yeah, but the Bills have their division's hard as fuck. They got the Dolphins. They got the Jets. And then they can't look past New England because New England beat them without throwing any passes. They've beaten them without throwing any passes before. So, like, they can't look past New England. And then the Bengals and the Ravens, they're in the same division with fucking the Browns. And
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. So, I mean, y'all say Deshaun Watson's going to be good. I don't buy it, but, you know,
think Steelers is going to be good this year. I mean, I think Steelers is going to be decent.
They still haven't had a losing season in like 20 years, right?
So, and everybody's so in love with Kenny Pickett.
I think they trying to talk themselves into it because they talk so much shit about him and he ended up with the job.
Like, people need to do that about Sam Howell. Like, why is Kenny Pickett getting all this love? Sam Howell, okay? Like, fuck.
Yo, speaking of the Washington football team, Ron Rivera's on the hot seat. They better not start off slow or he's going to get fired immediately.
Well,
he just, like, for one, putting the foot in his mouth about Eric Bieniemy, and then whoever leaked that story about him saying, or he said it. Didn't he say he should have?
He answered the question. He has a problem with giving too much information when he answers questions. He was asked because players went to the reporter. The reporter went back to Ron and asked him about it. He's like, yeah, I've had a conversation.
Not the Bieniemy thing. Oh, we're talking about the Sam Howell thing. When it came out that he said he should have started Sam Howell the last game of the season. Hey, bro.
He said recently he said he should have been put him in.
Yeah, he should have.
As early as the Cleveland, not even the Cleveland game.
But we talked about before the last game of the season, should he have gone back to Carson Wentz, Heinicke, or given Sam Howell a shot? And we all agreed that above all else, Carson Wentz was not the answer. And that's who he went with. And so
in the Cleveland game.
Yeah, they lose that game. He throws three picks. And then now, since then, Sam Howell is the guy. Like the very next week, Sam Howell shows out against Dallas.
He wasn't even the guy against Dallas. Heinicke told Rivera that he should start in that game.
And so now all these things adding up, and you start off slow. Yeah, he gone.
I don't think it's a slow start that a doomer. It's how they look. They Washington has a tough schedule, especially like in the first 6 weeks. If they come out flat, then yeah. But if they're in the games, I don't think a bad record of doomer. Because I mean, after the Cardinals, it's like you got Philadelphia and Philly. It's some games. I have to look at the schedule, but they got some games to play.
I mean, I hope they better win against the Cardinals. I picked them in my fucking survival pool.
That's
like,
a foregone conclusion. Like come on.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, they got some Cardinals, Broncos, Bills, Eagles, Bears, Falcons.
So you said Cardinals, all right,
let's do first
Eagles.
6 weeks. All right, hold on. So let's do it. So Cardinals at 1-0. Broncos.
I go to Mile High. I mean,
where is it?
I got them beat.
They go to Mile High?
Yeah, they got them to go to Mile High. Yeah.
Yeah, then they 1-1.
1-1. Buffalo Bills. At home.
1-2.
Yeah.
At Philly.
See, they can start off 1-3. At Philly,
That's the thing. I think they might get that Philly game.
Why?
It's possible.
They coming in 1-2. They coming in 1-2. Philly probably 3-0.
Philly don't give a damn about
I think they go to Mile High and beat Denver. I think Denver's going to be better later in the season. I think they're going to have to – Sean Payton and Russell Wilson are going to have to get their synergy up. I don't think
so. You think the Redskins are going to be quicker than the Broncos?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think Mile High effect is why I really picked Denver. Well, I think it's a close game, but I think that Mile High effect, they at home, they've been there, they more used to it. I think that's what puts them over. Not a brilliant offensive like performance. That's what went into my pick. So I could see that. Like, so if we do that, either way, they end up 2-2. So because I think if they beat Denver, then they lose to the Eagles. Cause I don't think the Eagles take them as lightly. It's not like it's the same old Washington.
I don't think Eagles take any teams lightly though, Fonz. Like I don't think they got that. I mean, they got
the nice. I'm interested in seeing how the Eagles come out losing both of their coordinators.
Yeah. I mean,
and a bunch of new people on defense.
I mean, these bunch of new people are like all stars though. Like, it's like they're gonna be people gonna be dominated though. Like, I'm asking, but I mean, let me phrase the question: are people they added going to dominate at their position?
They got some Georgia players. They got rookies.
Like,
and
they got that D tackle, right?
Yeah,
they got unproven players though. That's what it's. They're unproven.
I think losing CJ Gardner Johnson.
I think that's what hurt them.
I think yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be big. But who's after the Eagles? The Falcons?
Nah, the Bears and Falcons.
So, say actually, that's their first six.
If they were to beat the Eagles, I think they come back and lose to the Bears. It's like, it's a Thursday night. It's a Thursday night game, I think.
Yeah.
It's a Thursday night game on the short at week home. And just feeling them. But I don't. I think it's different. First of all, I want to circle back to Ron.
Wait. What'd you just say? What'd you just say? I think it's what?
I think it's different.
This isn't your Jay Gruden
watching the football team, right? But I think Ron Rivera has done what he was born here to do. If his time is up. But we can't say that he hasn't changed the culture here.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like even with what 3 years of Snyder, he's done what he was brought in to do essentially.
Yeah.
He hasn't won less than 7 games in the season. I mean, you know, whatever.
Same thing.
He got a division title. Whatever.
You know what it is. Come on, man.
So
I got a question though. Do you think does the ownership give him more or less time? This is the question. Is it less time, Fox? Yeah.
I don't think it's less. I don't think it's more or less. I think they're going to give him the amount of time that he deserves. Because I don't think Josh Harris, that ownership group, we've seen
that. That's Harris, a perfect answer. That's how I'm laughing. That's a perfect answer.
How
perfect
Josh answer. Harris ran the Sixers. He lets the football people do their football job.
Yeah.
I mean, well, he will. Yeah. So
No. I think for me,
it's about the fandom, and he needs this. The DC fans are different than Philly fans, and Philly Sixers fans have more of a recent history of like winning than anything the Washington football team has done, and so I think he wants to like. Everybody's energized of a new owner. You start 1-5. That's going back to what they've known for 20 years.
It depends on how that
one
and five.
One and five. Nah, y'all not doing that 1-5, bro.
I don't think they're gonna go 1-5.
Here in the games, if they're 1-5, he out of there. If he's one and three going into the Chicago and Atlanta games. He got to win those two games.
He got to win those two games. Yeah, I think he will, though.
He got to win those two games.
And if he don't win those two games, he got to go. Like, this ain't Miami and the Jets.
This is where I get runs wrong. You know what I mean? So he's coming in 1-3. That's feasible, right? Because we could look at those first four games like, it's easy to see the 1-3. And then, like, oh, they got to win that Chicago. In the Atlanta game, they better win those games. Like, nah, they gonna win those games. Like, fuck this. They gonna end up being 3-3 after those games. Like, they gonna beat Chicago. Like, let's be real. They gonna beat Chicago. As much as we like Justin Fields, we want him to do well, they're going to beat Chicago.
Yeah.
Excuse me, right. But fuck out of here. Fuck that. They're beating Chicago. They're going to bust up the Taylor Heineken. Taylor Heineken's probably going to be the quarterback at that point.
Man, look, again, that is why I'm saying.
The fight in the Heineken's, man. Come on.
He got to go. Like, cause right, my question to you was going to be like they're a better team than the Bears.
This conversation. Can we put a positive spin? So after they go 3-3, maybe 4-2 after 6 weeks, who do they play week 7? Like, It's Philadelphia again, I think. Oh, the Jazz. Oh, they're going to bust the Jazz ass. I can't wait to play the fucking Jazz. Man, I've been waiting all offseason to play the Jazz. I keep talking about the Jazz. Aren't that far behind the Cowboys in the division. And Washington's just way down.
I just heard that, and just like, oh my God.
Football Jazz head to the white beat. Get out of here. Oh, my gracious. Man, I can't wait to play.
You want me to be optimistic? You want me to be optimistic? Don't you know my team?
No, I don't want you to see the work.
Okay, then.
Let's be positive.
What I got to be positive for?
You don't have to be positive.
The last play we ran.
It's like, I just didn't like the way the conversation was going. Talking about, Robert Bear's out of here. Man, cut my man some slack, man.
For the record, the Lions just scored.
I'm trying to tell you, they're going to pay them for it, Alphonse. That's why he's sitting in the suites right now.
Oh, Chris Jones is getting paid.
You know why he's sitting in the suites?
He did say he's there to see the unveiling of the banner. But
I mean, that's cool.
That was lip service.
But he's kicking back. Let me get a what do I want? Yeah, let me get that. That's what he doing.
So what do you think the Cowboys are going to do this year, Mr. Fonz? That's what I want to know.
I don't think they're going to do anything.
No, you had to get bets right, man. Like, what do you really think?
I don't think. It's going to be the same old story. It's going to be a decent offense, a good defense. But I have no reason to believe that they have the it factor to overcome whatever happens every playoffs.
Like, you think they're going to get division round?
Just some teams, like, yeah, they go find a way to lose in the division round. So, like, I'm not getting up for anything. Like, I've seen every type of regular season, 13-3, 7-0 start. I've seen it all. And every time you get some magical, ridiculous play that happens, and you lose. All right, I'm not buying into the hype. So like, no, you're not even defending divisional champions. I can't even say it's a curse. Like, I don't even know if it's a curse. It's just who they are the past 25 years. It's just you just look at it when they get into the playoffs. Just ridiculous ways to lose.
Oh, that's
Romo fumbling. Fucking. It's just nobody has it. Like. Romo just was ridiculous.
You know where it starts.
You think Jerry Jones? It starts with Jerry Jones? That's what I think. That's personally what I think. And so, like, everybody was, like, made a big fuss about when the DBs was saying, like, calling them bitch and all that. I think the DBs was doing that because they heard that's what goes on the field to him. So they just trying to see if they can get him what could push his buttons, because that's what the other teams would be saying to him, not that they actually feel that way about him. And to me, that's like good sign that they trying to help.
Other teams calling him a bitch?
I mean, I
think Dak was talking shit. They like, hold on. Hold on, motherfucker. Nah, not you.
I could have just talking trash. I
didn't really watch the video.
Yeah, I think it was more so like I didn't get the vibe because the other team members didn't react in a way that made me think they actually felt that way about him. Usually, if it's some real animosity, like the lineman to come say some shit. So that made me think
like
that's just a kind of like thing they talking. But then it made me think like, well, why would they be doing that? Is this like prep for something? And that's what made me think like that's what be happening in like live games. The other defenders be saying that shit to him and they all right, you gonna get riled up. What's gonna happen? And so, like, I don't think he said. I've said this multiple times on this podcast. Like, in my Madden season, I traded his ass. Like, I'm not. It just feels like he's gonna always make a mistake in a crucial time, or not make the play that's needed to win you the game. So I'm not getting excited about it. I can't predict how the season will go. I'm pretty sure they have a good regular season, get to the division round of the playoffs, and then it'll be something like, oh my gosh, what's happening to the Dallas offense? This buzzsaw is just shutting them down. And it's really when you look at it like Dak's a half second late, Dak's a half yard off, and that's really – and then the season ends and everybody's like, oh, another year Dallas not making it to the playoffs, not making it to the NFC championship game. So, saving myself the heartache. Like, I'll just watch. Like, I really don't know when I would pick them in my survivor pool. Like, I don't.
Did they add anybody significant?
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore on the defense.
That doesn't give you hope.
All right.
Yeah. So it's not significant. It's not significant enough to you, though.
I mean, defense.
It's one of those.
No, I mean, if it's significant, means that we go to the conference final. Hey, that's significant. That's what you're saying?
No. Because I don't think it's going to come down to the defense. Like, think about last year's playoffs. They lost, what, 19-12? So that means the defense held the 49ers, who at that time had their quarterback, under 20 points. So I think the defense is giving up the cookies in the playoffs.
Maybe the offense scored
12 points.
Wait.
Dallas only scored 12 points.
Wait, I'm trying to think. Like, maybe it was – how many possessed – like, was it
– if yeah. I think only – well, yeah. Back through two picks. But I only think one of them was his fault. I think the second one was CeeDee Lamb's fault. The way he sat in the zone.
I guess Alphonse's response is the fact that he threw two was a problem. Or they threw any, really.
Well, that's 12 points. It's four field goals. It's four field goals. Let's say you turn two of those field goals into touchdowns. That's 20 points. That's my point right there. At some point, the quarterback got to step up and make a play. However, whoever, if you look in that game, that's the game Brock Purdy did some whirly-dirly and threw the ball to George Kittle off script for like a 20-yard important game. Name that play for Dak in the playoffs. And that's with him throwing like four touchdowns his first playoff start. You still don't remember any of those plays because when it got down to crunch time, I believe Dak they Prescott. Went 3-and-out and gave the ball back to Green Bay.
Dak Prescott.
Hmm?
He's Dak Prescott. No, of course we don't remember those plays.
And that's my point.
It's a shot.
That's exactly my point.
He's Tony Romo 2.0. Like,
I think a little bit less than Tony Romo because Tony Romo had it.
Romo ain't do nothing in the playoffs. Over Miami, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of Dallas.
He did not. He did not. But no, I mean,
no, I remember. Tony Romo was played by Romo in the playoffs.
You said what?
I remember a significant play by Romo in the playoffs. Burned deep in my memory.
Yeah.
But he fumbled that
snap. I would say his ass should have never been out there fucking getting the snap. It should have been a fucking backup QB whose only job was it to catch the ball and put it down. This nigga just let a fucking drive down the field. He fucking geeked up and shit. He shouldn't have been out there trying to catch the ball. That should have been the backup QB's job. That's neither here nor there. He still should have caught it. I get that, but
no other
team in the league would have had their QB who just let him on a 2-minute drill down the field holding the fucking snap for the kicker.
You right on that one.
Been, if that was the case, I mean, it should have been changed earlier in the season when he became the starting quarterback. But
that's fair.
He might have been robbed of a signature play in Green Bay, maybe. I mean, what is this?
No, he was robbed. We don't have to say maybe. He was robbed.
What is this, 8 years later?
He was robbed.
As somebody that
was robbed
Green Bay and definitely rooted for the Cowboys, I could kind of, you know, maybe.
He was robbed.
Maybe, perhaps.
No, he was robbed. He fucking dove for the end zone. Put it like this. Put it like this. If that same play happened to the Commanders, I would be like, he was robbed. Unless it happened against Dallas, if it happened against Green Bay and you switch out Dallas for the Commanders, I'd be like, y'all were wrong.
We don't root for Green Bay. I root for Green Bay. That's one thing.
Oh, I don't. But whatever. All right, some other team. But I would be like, nah, y'all were wrong. That was
maybe
a catch.
Maybe
that
he
was
a
catch.
A signature play.
That was a catch. Oh man. Oh. See.
Oh, that's how many games they won. So they won.
That was the year Green Bay went to Seattle and lost.
That was
the year Dallas beat Seattle in the regular season.
Yeah,
Tony Romo's 2-4 in the playoffs.
What's the code?
So Dak is going to be like 3-something because he keeps winning wild card games.
He keeps what?
Winning wild card games.
I just tease it. That's why you say winning. It's Prescott. Prescott.
Detroit trying to run the clock out. 5 minutes left in the fourth, up one.
Hey. Uh oh. They got the same damn record.
Oh, they got the same record?
Yeah, they both 2-4.
Who is Dak beating? He's beating Tampa Bay last year. Who else?
Somebody in 2018.
Was it Tampa Bay?
I don't know.
Mark Gibbs is going to be all right.
Tampa Bay. I don't know.
Was it Tampa Bay?
No, I think you said Tampa Bay was last year. I don't know.
It might
have. 2018, I think it might have been Tampa Bay.
Okay. Who was the quarterback then?
I don't know. It might have been Jameis. Or no, who was the stopgap in between Jameis and Brady?
Because when Brady no came, Jameis left. Yeah. Once they signed Brady, Jameis went to a free agent.
What's New Orleans?
Because he signed with New Orleans late, I believe. Like, he was like a free agent for a long time before he signed. But I think it was. I don't know. I don't think Jameis
beat
him in the playoffs. Yeah, it couldn't they? I know Jameis ain't beat him.
The Dallas Cowboys beat Seattle 24-22. And they lost to the Rams. Is that the Rams year?
That was Rams Super Bowl, yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, the Jared Goff year. But yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, he's too wrong with 2.0.
Back up.
I don't know. Not if he got the same playoff record.
That's why he's like Romo. He's just, different shade.
So if they could somehow get Caleb Williams, I would say trade Dak Prescott in a heartbeat. Here's a question for you guys. Do you think Caleb Williams goes back to USC if Arizona gets the number one pick?
Nah.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't think he goes back. I think he forces his way out of Arizona. Forces his way out of that first round pick. That first pick.
Why not go to Arizona? If you Caleb Williams.
No, because they trade their first round quarterbacks like they're fucking Pokemon cards.
Yeah, but you Caleb Williams. You gonna stop all that?
Yeah, they said that to Kyler Murray too. I mean, who, by the way, could have went and played baseball.
Hmm.
So you could tell yourself that, but like somebody's
playing a little bit too much Call of Duty.
And he ain't been playing.
He ain't even
time.
Been playing Call of Duty, or he ain't been twitching that shit, man.
Yeah,
he ain't been twitching Call of Duty.
That's even injured. Not since they put that clause in his contract.
Well, he might as well do it. He injured. You ain't got to fake the funk. We know you injured. You can't be out there running around. You sitting at home doing something.
But either way, they're gonna have to. He's gonna have to play this year if they're gonna try to trade him. Has to, because the team has to see him and take on that money. That's the problem with Kyler. It's going to be too much dead money on the Cardinals for them to do that. And be like, why would they do it?
Alphonse, why would you use Cardinals in that situation?
You said what?
They got the worst team in the league.
Yeah, the worst team in the league.
They say this is the first time in a long time that everybody thinks this one team, like it's across the league. Everybody's like, yeah, the Cardinals. There's no doubt in anybody's mind they're going to be the worst team in the league.
Oh, damn.
That's with the Texans, who had two top 10 draft picks in the last draft. Everybody's still like, the Cardinals are the worst team in the league.
That's cold-blooded. I'm like, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's,
come on, Kadarius Scott. Damn, bro.
I was waiting for you to see that. I'm sorry. He was wide open too.
He dropped the pass.
Another one. Oh my god, that shit went right through his hand.
Oh, he got no.
Look like he's trying to catch a loaf of bread.
They're gonna clown him.
Not if he catch the touchdown right here. Anyway, I mean, let him go.
It'll be great to the hero story.
He don't even through be all the feel struggle. That much to be dropping these passes.
He caught the that's one that back. I know Kelsey gonna get him shit in the locker room.
Keeping in the NFC East, I think Jalen Hurts might win MVP.
They gonna give him to a crack.
Oh man!
I mean, I think they gonna want to.
You know, I'm about to sign off.
The side off.
Go dead. But you heard what I said, though.
Yes, yeah, so I thought you
were. I didn't know if that came through or that.
That's why I thought you signed off.
Yeah.
Who though?
I think they gonna want to, but they can't.
Might give the money, man.
I think Hurts is gonna play.
We just really gotta wait for the season to play out. I think it'll be Lamar. Honestly, I think Lamar gets another one. He's my pick.
Sorry. Has he ever won?
Who, Lamar?
He's the only. He won unanimous.
Oh, okay. All right. Sure. I'm gonna make sure I play the right game.
Kansas City about to lose, man.
Yeah, he fucking won unanimous. Like, you know who that? So
Chris Jones.
I think
said, call me player. You want to slow down motherfucking the Lions offense. Well, they got pick six, but hey.
Yeah. Off a tip ball. One handed catch.
Right through the
But back. I think, I mean, my 1-2 would be if I had to bet Hurts, then Lamar Jackson. I don't think Burrow is going to make enough splash plays with like his feet the way Hurts can. And I think like Philly is a bigger market than Cincinnati. So with Hurts coming off the Super Bowl where like he fucking played amazing. They lost, but like he played amazing. I think that's already given him momentum. What, you disagree? You don't think he played amazing?
I think he's the reason that they lost.
They don't. I don't think so.
That fumble changed the whole game. They don't fumble, they going to score. I do not think Kansas City wins that game at all. They couldn't stop Kansas City couldn't stop them. And if they go
then up, suddenly started stopping them. Huh? But suddenly they started stopping them. So like we say Kansas City wasn't stopping them, but they did stop them after that. They stopped them a couple times after that. That's how he was able to get in ahead.
After they got their momentum.
But momentum's a fickle thing because if the defender doesn't hold them or plays better defense and they have to kick the field goal, you betting the Eagles wasn't gonna go down and score?
No, I don't think they would.
So that's what I'm saying. Like you can't say the Eagles would have lost in the game.
I don't think the Eagles would have went down the score.
If the score was 38-35 instead of 42-35? Okay.
I was with Kansas City. Fuck the Eagles. I don't want them to win. Mahomes had black.
I'm not talking about rooting for. I'm talking about a black in your 20 in your 20 plus years of watching football. I'm talking about of you knowing how games go. I'm not talking about who you was rooting for. Like I root for the goddamn Cowboys. I get a sense of when this shit's this is about to be done.
But
so that's all I was saying. Now I was rooting for them. But I just
think that fumble changed the game. It took away the Eagles. The Eagles had them. I felt it's just like once he fumbled, it's like damn. They scored off the fumble. It was a scoop and score. I don't remember. It was a scoop and score.
It's a scoop and score, and it just made it 21-14 maybe.
But no,
14-10 made it 14-10. Something
like that because the Eagles were gonna go up two scores. I was like, if they go up two scores, I don't know.
Scoop and score.
That would have made it. Would that have made it 21-7?
Either 21-7 or 21-3. I thought Kansas City got a field goal on one of their drill shots.
They were up 14-7.
They were 14-7, right. Yeah. I was like, if they go up two touchdowns, they made 21-7. The way they were going.
Yeah.
But Kansas City, all right.
Hey, dog.
So, but yeah, I mean, Hurts is my preseason pick for MVP. Oh, I guess we could wrap up on this. Tomorrow, America in the FIBA World Cup. Woo, we get to win the World Cup.
Bust Germany ass.
So now we go say,
I'm so tired of Dennis Schroeder.
Now we could tell Noah Lyles, we are the best in the world. Suck it, guy.
I think Dennis Schroeder talking cash shit tomorrow.
And I still think they might get blown up by 20.
Who, Germany?
Yeah. I mean, do they have big bodies? Well, actually, it's not even having big bodies. But do they have enough people to hit threes? Because the only game America's lost is because fucking Lithuania went nuts from threes. I'm talking it was 8 for 8.
Yeah. No, I watched that game from beginning to end.
Yeah, that shit was like, I was like, all right, well, hey. And they still was in it at the end. Like, if they hit that three in the corner to cut it to one, It's a whole different outcome. But I was like, hey, man, when the team start off 8 for 8 from threes, like, that just might not be your motherfucking night. Like,
they got out-rebounded too by 16.
Yeah, and some of those second chance points led to threes.
You know,
what channel come on?
What channel was it on?
It'll be on ESPN2 and ESPN Plus.
Sunday morning.
They might throw it on ESPN Plus because it's at 8:30 in the morning.
All right, cool.
But
actually, if it's not, you could definitely watch the replay on ESPN Plus.
It was Austin Reeves' fault that they lost.
I might. Well, what time was it? It depends on what time was it. Oh, you said tomorrow?
No, that was, yeah.
Gotta blame somebody in purple and gold. It was Austin Reeves' fault. But no, he was getting manhandled on defense, though. They would put him down in the box. That's something he's gonna have to work on for this year.
Who's getting manhandled?
Austin Reeves.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Do you think he'd be getting
boys? Why are you getting work on him? You
got he'd be left out on the island because he was left out on the island.
Yeah,
pretty much the whole game.
He will be.
Yeah.
This season coming up against good teams, they'll figure a way. But just his post defense. I mean, I just think, you know.
I mean, I think, I don't know. So I think they put him on guards, point guards. And like,
the point guard
I think of. But I don't think, I think he's big enough to neutralize any speed advantage Schroeder has on. And the only big guard that I could think
I'm
of.
United States is winning this game tomorrow. I'm on to the regular season now. That's what I'm thinking about. Because looking at it, like I'm like, you just sit here and think like the Lakers might be good this season, but then it's just like, I don't know how good would they be, because you gotta see what the LeBron effect is, honestly, on those new pieces. So.
I actually think this might be the actual year LeBron takes a step back. Mm-hmm. Not just because of attrition on the court. I think life, he's going to take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the hard thing with Bronny, I just think he's going to take a step back and allow those pieces to do what they were brought there to do. And, like, I know we make jokes about him conserving energy during the rest. I think that's just going to go to a different level this year and really be ready. And I think as long as they avoid Denver for as long as they can, who are you picking in the West to beat them?
Suns.
I got to see it.
What team are you talking about?
I'm sure. I mean, everybody has to. I'm just.
Hey.
Suns. That's who I'll pick.
Fucking Lions. We got that dude,
Christian.
But we got to see the health factor in too, because you know, if a certain team is healthy, that's across the hall.
My God.
If they healthy, bro. If they healthy, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, you have respect.
I guess. I guess.
They but still,
the
I mean.
The way T. Lou is talking, I don't think they're going to make it through this season healthy, because he's like, hey, man, y'all motherfuckers got to play this shit.
Oh, my bad. You meant that team? Oh, I thought you told the Warriors.
Well, no, I wouldn't put the Warriors up there. The Warriors still don't have any sense.
I thought you was him. They was up. My bad. I didn't even talk about the Clippers. My bad. I was wrong. I was like, yeah, man. Preach on, bro. Preach on.
But even still.
Oh, wait, I'm in the wrong congregation.
Healthy, I mean.
Oh, man. Are they healthy? Poor George doing our podcast. He out here, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, that's a lot. Kobe don't, with Kobe podcast. So that's
why are we comparing, right? Paul George to Kobe?
Didn't Paul George compare himself to Kobe?
Oh, exactly. So why would you sanction that too? Like, what are we doing? From the guy who brought us playoff P.
I don't think anybody can compare themselves to Kobe Bryant.
That's why he got podcasts.
To me, every time I hear some LeBron versus MJ talk, I'm just like, how y'all skip over Kobe, man? The man got 5 rings. That's as many as Magic. played as long as Kareem, fucking got the second most highest points in the game, in a game that they needed him to do that in. That's the other thing. Like, this wasn't no like, oh, I'm just showing the fuck off. No. They needed every one of those 81 points, or they wouldn't lose that Sunday night to the Toronto Raptors. Also throwing there, he got 61 and three quarters. Like,
hey, man.
Two different numbers. With a big man, without a big man, well, with a dominant Hall of Famer big man, like top five, with a power forward slash center, like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm just like,
nah, but really,
this is definitely personal preference.
Would he have a podcast, though?
He never quit.
Would he have a podcast?
No, to answer your question, no. He would just go on other people's podcasts like he did when he went on All the Smoke.
You think he'd go on podcast during the season?
I don't think he would do anything while he was playing.
That's what I was saying. While he's playing?
Well, while he was playing? Hell no.
That's what we're saying.
But you know why Paul Pierce has his podcast.
You doing research on winning mentalities?
No, I mean, he's hurt. What the fuck? Sitting around not doing that. He can't play basketball right now.
Yes, so why are we talking about them? That's why I was like confused. Like, shit, if he's healthy, but I'm like, he's doing a podcast. How's he going to be? How's it even?
No, the question was asked, do I see a team that could beat that will beat the Lakers in the West?
And you said if healthy.
Other than the Nuggets.
If healthy, yeah.
And I'm like,
other than the Nuggets.
But they're
not even healthy coming into the season.
Yeah, it's like,
well, it's only September.
They getting ready to go to training camp before the end of this month, I bet. Well, season starts Halloween, right?
It's got to be healthy at the end of the season. We hope that at the end of the season rather than the beginning.
But I mean, the Warriors missing.
The Warriors.
What are they missing?
Is Chris Paul enough to address what their problem was?
Oh, I even got to have him.
Their problem was that they didn't have enough size.
Right.
And they only scored three-pointers and layups.
Right.
So
now, this isn't Chris Paul in 2008.
He's going to get E.B. more efficient, but who get the ball? You know what I'm saying?
I think he's going to make a difference, but I don't think he's going that big of a difference.
Gotcha.
I would say the ability for somebody to legitimately run the second unit is a bigger problem than anything you said right there. Because they won a title when Jordan Poole was able to play. Last year he was unplayable, and so no one could run the second unit, which made all the Steph Curry minutes extend and Klay extend and everybody else extend, and you can't extend Klay and Draymond like you can Steph. So bringing in Chris Paul is, okay, you can run the second unit. That's all your time. Keep us the fuck afloat. Don't let us get blown out, and don't go reckless. All of which things Jordan Poole struggled at. He wasn't keeping them afloat. Hella reckless. Yeah, we got to put Steph in earlier than we wanted to, because what was a 6-point lead for us is now an 8-point deficit. And so I think even without the size, the way they play, now Chris Paul definitely has to, I think, get a bit more movement to get those mid-range jumpers. And then once those start falling, then, hey, all right, now you can keep your dribble alive. I think Chris Paul not having to be everything all the time, or not having to feel like that, because I think in Phoenix he didn't even have to be that, but I think he felt that and he played that way. But it was like, hey, bro, you could just give it the book and go stand in the corner for a little bit too. Like, that's fine. But I think coming on with Steph, where it's like, no. It's clear. You run the second unit, but you're not pressed upon to be like, you got to start the game and get, no. You go come off the bench, you go run that second unit. You should be playing against other second units. And you're better than that. You're better than second units. You haven't fallen that far off where you can't dominate the second unit. The problem is, you can't be in crunch time. And you have to accept that.
He's going
to
be in the last. He's not going to be in the last 2 minutes of the game.
He go replace Klay.
Oh no, I was asking a question, bro.
No, he can't, and he doesn't play defense well enough anymore to justify replacing anybody in a starting lineup. So, yeah,
has that been expressed?
I think.
I'm just asking.
I mean, they're not going to do that because that's out of respect.
I'm sorry. That part, I'm with you 100%. But is it known that he's there to run the second team?
Like, you're not.
Well, that's been said.
You're not starting.
I think. Yeah. I think.
No, you're not.
They floated that out.
Is he starting? You're not starting. Is Chris Paul starting next year?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. So and I think they would prefer that Kuminga rises up enough to supplant Clay in crunch time, but he gotta get his confidence back. I mean, ideally he should be a better defender just because he's younger and should be more athletic.
But Clay's still on the court.
I mean, yes, because then that would be their death lineup, like Steph, Clay, Kuminga, Wiggins, and Draymond. That would be their death lineup 2.0. Yeah. But then if Kuminga can't do that, that's where, to lose point, the problem's coming, because you got to play Looney, who's definitely not a center and not, like, he's there to do what Draymond does, but if you have him and Draymond on the court, then it's like, oh, that's two people who we don't have to literally, legitimately worry about any offensive production. Fuck threes. Like, we don't got to worry about threes. We don't got to worry about jump shots. We don't got to worry about
hoop shots. You're pushing respect on Draymond's name, bro.
Family. Yeah, you know, he works best when he has four other scores around him. And it's like, cool, all right, I get it. Yeah. But, like, you put him out there with Looney, you know, it suddenly becomes like. You are the president
of the Draymond Green Fan Club. I am convinced.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
He's a cool dude.
He's cool as shit. He ain't cool for nothing. Fuck Draymond Green. His fault. You know what? You know why? You know why I think you like Draymond so much?
What?
3-1 doesn't happen if it wasn't for Draymond Green. So I think you just subconsciously you're just like, Draymond is my man because my main man wouldn't have got to the promised land.
I'm not a hard man, understand?
Draymond wasn't a bama. Oh, so, you know, we gonna overlook. You know, man. Anyway.
Oh, man, he didn't come over to the barbershop and hang out anytime. Yeah, he got VIP status. Oh, that's no question, as they say. Hold up, what's that brother's name from, is it The Godfather? Yeah, he one of them characters. I don't want to get it wrong. Fredo. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My mom and me ain't raised no Fredo in the words of Lil Wayne, man.
Yeah, you know, he's a good guy. But, you know, yeah. But, yeah, that is the reason.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll get excited about the NBA around Christmas, which is when they truly should start it. But, you know, what do I know?
Oh, you ain't said about this new European Get More Money scheme?
I mean, I'm sure I'll get excited when you start playing because, like, it doesn't actually... Like, the way they, I didn't really go in detail, but the way they explained it is, like, not actually going to, like, affect the season. Like, it'll be like, all right, this game is for...
Yeah, it's like pools. They have pools.
I read it.
But then they do go to Vegas. How y'all feel about it? There is a weekend in Vegas for the...
Why not?
The championship or the in-season tournament. And I think...
Are you playing the games?
That's a big part of it. They want to see how it works in Las Vegas.
Because then they go put a team in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
It's that's every other happen. Major sport.
That's a foregone conclusion that a team is going there. They just want to make sure that the guys can handle themselves.
Exactly. See?
Exactly. And they're going to say,
see, if these niggers.
Yeah.
Can stay off the front page.
Yep.
But no.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I think the teams that, I don't know. I want to say like the teams that'll make it there will be the veteran later teams that can handle themselves. But, you know, you never know. They'd be there for summer league, so I don't think it'd be that big of a deal. I think NBA players at this point are so sophisticated with whatever it is that they do. You don't get a lot of NBA players getting in trouble, except for Charlotte players.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
I think, I don't know, I think.
But think
in sorry, their cities.
The stakes will be raised, though. The stakes will be raised. Because that is like, it's like All-Star Week. Not exactly, but
all the time.
It's
just, yeah, for 41 nights.
Yeah.
Somebody in there.
Oh, wait. Oh, were you talking about this current visit? Alphonse, you talking about when they add a team to it. But, Oli, are you talking about this? Will they be tested?
I'm talking about, well, as far as the in-season tournament. But even going right forward, I think, I mean, it really depends. You put a team in Vegas, they will be very cognizant of the players that they add to that team, I think. Like the front office. I
agree with you there.
They're not just, you know.
Definitely agree with you there.
Ain't going to be too many Gilbert Arenas type players. Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be no loose cannons out there. That I agree with 100%.
Won't be no Vernon Maxwells on the team. Those type of players. But yeah. Even though I think NBA players are making so much money now that mm-hmm. and they have a brand, especially, you know, the better players, they not trying to fuck that up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that's one thing. Let me say the
okay.
Go ahead.
Granted, I agree. However, Zion, how many Zions
do you think?
You think it's more? First of all, he didn't do anything wrong, but I'm saying it can't be front page news. And I'm not saying all of them like this. I'm just asking how many Zions do you think they are? They have the potential to get caught up.
So that's what I was going to say. I think there's still a lot of teams that squash a lot of stuff for their mm-hmm. players before it gets to the public. And I think going to Vegas, that team, like you said, can't take the chance on risky players because that player might be the one player who is too much for the Vegas people to keep under control. And I think...
I'm with you. But did you think that Zion would be quote-unquote risky? And he really didn't do anything. He just had a relationship that just got out of control.
Actually, yeah, if you want to think about it, a small-town kid who's always been big fish in a little pond, even at Duke. Duke's not a big school. Duke's a big basketball school. But Duke isn't a big school.
I hear what you're saying, like, I ain't expected to be playing how he playing it. That's all I'm saying.
I think he just a goofball.
Yeah, it's like, I don't, but even still, it's like.
I know he's goofy.
But like this.
That's like, I think
his upbringing.
Who is?
Same thing for him. Yeah. His upbringing lends itself to be like, yep, okay, I can see that outcome.
It's like when Deion said, I want a certain type of player, it's certain type of player. Like, city niggas know how to maneuver, you know what I mean? Not to put down my country, brethren, but, you know. But, I mean, I don't even say country. What country? But, I mean, cities in the South, right? I mean, like, you would think a nigga from Atlanta gonna move a little bit better than a nigga from Tuskegee, you know what I mean? Something like that. You know, so, it's what it is. I mean, you just, once they get to Vegas, it's... That front office is going to have a good time. I mean, they can get their players together, but they're going to pick the right players. I think that's going to be a veteran team, too.
When do you think it's going to happen? Yeah, like a certainty.
When LeBron says so.
I think it's going to happen when they have enough of a pipeline from the G League and college. Like the college and G League pipelines are strong to put two teams, one in Vegas, one back in Seattle.
Oh, two, I suppose.
Because then if you put two teams, you get to 32. I don't think they want to go to 31 because then it's an unbalanced schedule in one league. So I think they want to bring two teams.
No team there's no team.
And the problem,
a candidate to move.
Yeah, there's no team that's a candidate to move. But Seattle isn't like a moving option because they're still kind of having that arena dispute. So the idea, if you bring a new team or the old Seahawks back, I mean, the old Sonics back, but like with a new owner, that's an easier, to me, I could be wrong, but I think that's an easier sell than trying to have another team move from their city to Seattle because they're having a stadium dispute in their current
stadium dispute. What's that stadium dispute?
Like, all right, so for example, the Commanders, like FedEx Field, that their lease runs out in 2027. So like right now they're already talking about where they go move if they leave FedEx. Mm-hmm. And Maryland, DC, and Virginia all lining up like come to our city.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So like if they didn't have any place in Maryland, DC, or Virginia, they could be like, oh, we're gonna take the team and go to somewhere. So in NBA terms, it'd be like, oh, we want a new arena, a standalone NBA arena. We don't want to share with the NHL no more. Or like say the Wizards want to be like, we don't want to share with the Caps no more. We want our own just basketball only facility. You ain't giving to us, we go to Seattle.
Fuck about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peace. You say there's no teams like that.
Well, that's the issue. That's the thing. Like most cities would be like that. Like there's not a city that would be like, oh, we're going to pony up and give you the new stadium so you'll stay. Everybody be like, all right, we'll leave. And so that's why they're just like, all right, well, let's just wait to get two teams. And then we can just bring two teams, keep it even, keep both leagues, same amount of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Go from there. Like they probably move Memphis back to the east. If they brought Vegas and Seattle back, I think Memphis come back east now. Okay. That way you get Vegas and Seattle in the west.
Okay.
I think that would make it even.
They have to move two teams.
Nah, because
you good.
You want to move two teams?
Nah, you still good.
If you add two teams to the west?
No, because I said you had six. It's 15.
Instead 15. Of adding one and one.
Yeah, 15. Okay, so yeah. It's 15-15. You move one over, so now 16-14. The plus two comes on the 14.
Got it.
Yeah.
So that's I think they would do that. That's the simple, easy, legitimate. The simple.
What's the timeline? Y'all say timeline? Yeah, no timeline, man. What's the timeline on this shit?
I think, to
Lou's point, depending on how this in-season tournament go in Vegas, that might speed it up a little bit. Because then you got people like, hey, look at this money that just came in from this Vegas. Imagine this 41 times a year.
Yeah, but, so how much was on that plane? Oh, you said it's not
going to
happen?
No, I didn't say that. But to Fon's point, too, it has to be more players because the quality of basketball has to be. We're talking about 30 more players. 30 mm-hmm. NBA quality players. I mean, you could get players that have gone overseas to play.
Gee, I sound like two teams that Harden. Who else is sitting around?
Harden.
Right, but that's why.
No, it's two of them. Though. It was like Harden and somebody else. I thought it was like in flux.
No, Harden's on the roster. I mean, he has a roster spot.
They traded his
Damian Lillard.
Bro. Yeah, Dame go to Seattle.
But that's I said the G League and college basketball. So if the
but you got to replace those two players on those teams. Yeah, it'll be G League. No, I'm just Harden's saying game. Dame and Harden, they those roster spots will have to replace. Right.
Not for Philly though. Not for Philly. Philly can replace Harden with a solid NBA player. They're not gonna be as good as they. I'm not saying it'll be better, but it's still gonna feel
what I'm
team.
Just saying. You have to have players, right?
Yeah,
it's 30 additional players. Whether Dame and Harden goes to expansion teams, or whoever goes to expansion, because it'd be an expansion draft. But you have to fill those rosters out with quality players from college, from the G League. But then you're going to have to poach players, bring players back from overseas. How many quality NBA players are playing overseas because teams just don't want them?
Have the spots. Well, I think this is a big year.
I think have spots and one because – just even looking at this FIBA term, like there's no reason Rondé Hollis-Jefferson shouldn't be on
the plan on that. Yeah, that's one name I was thinking.
Or even Tyreke Evans, after his suspension, the way he's playing, Dwight Howard, DeMarcus Cousins should be in the league. I mean, it's players that have been NBA players. Brandon Knight could still be a NBA player. I mean, hold a roster spot. So it's like these front offices have to get off of there. Whatever it is they're holding against these players. But there's no reason Nick Young shouldn't have been in the league for the past 3 or 4 years. So it's just I wouldn't say now. I don't know what type of shape he's in now, but after he won that championship with the Warriors and then was essentially out of the league, like that didn't make sense. So it's just NBA, there's a lot of politics in the NBA too, so.
They got the inventory for it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say it's going to be a big year for for the G League Ignite and their profile because they got three rookies coming in off the Ignite team this year. Scoot and then the Thompson twins. So if they come in as rookies like gangbusters, then I think that speeds up the clock for expansion. Because then it's like,
is it before 2020? Is it before 2030?
Yeah,
I think
so. Before 2030.
I give it no more than 5 years.
That's what my guess. I would say within 5 years.
5 years,
okay. And I could see it now. You move Memphis to the east and suddenly you build a route between Memphis and Atlanta. And that's just a natural, like,
yeah.
Like it could be a rivalry, but like a rivalry with your cousins.
No, but
like it's a rivalry with your cousins. Like it ain't venomous, but it's like we want to beat your ass. So yeah. It ain't like the New Orleans Atlanta football rivalry. Like they hate each other. It's more like, oh, that was a good ass game. Cause see you in 2 weeks. All right, see you in 2 weeks.
Yep.
But it's a natural thing. They now in the same conference, and then you can even like their stars of their team, Ja and Trey, like you play that. Mm-hmm. His phone must have died. So I mean, we gonna see, but I think we can wrap it up here. The game's over.
They better pay Chris Jones.
There's gonna be a lot of that, but I'm like, that ain't why they lost. Their receiver's not catching it. Kelce should be the one. Like maybe I should hold out. Because without him, the motherfuckers dropping the ball, and that's why they lost the game. It wasn't because of fucking Chris Jones. Sure, he might have held, but like, receiver got to catch the ball. Hey. Quick U.S. Open update. Madison Keys is up a set. They in the tie break.
Oh, man.
It's just 1-0. They on serve.
ESPN, man. So ESPN Plus.
We still could have a All-USA Women's Final. When was the last time we had it? Was that Osaka Serena? Was the last all US women's final?
It might have been. Who did
it had to be Osaka Serena.
Yeah.
Cause Sloan didn't beat Osaka to win it. Yeah. I guess my memory might be.
Oh no. Nah. Yeah, Sloan Keys.
It was what, 2019?
17.
And when was the Osaka Serena? That was after that. I thought.
That's Google hit me up with that instant. The golf semifinal win set up could be the first All American singles final since 2017 when Sloan beat Madison.
Oh. The Osaka Serena joint wasn't the final. That's what it is. So Osaka Serena was semis. Because Osaka then had to beat somebody in like the next following day. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, they definitely played after 2017.
That was definitely more recent because that's when like we're trying to get Serena over, trying to get her to what we thought should be the goal. But hey, her goal is the goal. So she already made her goal. Yeah. Respect. Madison Keys, huh? All right.
It's going to be ESPN. And we'll see. It might be a third setter. So. But we thank y'all for tuning in. You know, it might have been a little bit extra, but we back in the saddle.
Back in it.
So, you know, check us out every, we post them on Friday. So every Friday morning, get your fix before the weekend starts. Next week, we're throwing some college football. Man, we got to go. I know we got to go because we have a whole another 2 hours. Yep. And I got work tomorrow. So, it's Friday, actually, you know, Friday. We might do some mini videos. Some mini videos about that because we might have to come on Saturday night.
What time is the game?
That's why I said Saturday night. They're playing in the daytime, aren't they?
That's what I don't need. I got too many kids activities in the daytime. That's exactly what I don't need.
I think I got some stuff early.
But it's at noon. It starts at noon.
Oh, so yeah, I could go. I got to do my stuff early. But that probably be on, is that on, is that on Fox? On.
I don't know what channel this one. I don't even say a channel. Yeah, I don't even know channel.
So there might be a ES.
There might be. I don't know what it's going to be.
But they still in the Pac-12. Ooh.
Fox. YouTube.
Yeah.
Fox, I guess.
But, yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely have to talk about that because, man,
I know. I was watching.
You know, I've got thoughts. You yep. know, I have thoughts on that. So, but we'll do some mini videos on that. And if I feel like either way, next week we got to talk about him, win, lose, or draw. He gonna be in the news sure. next week. So,
gotcha.
We'll have some Deion thoughts next week. But thank you for tuning in. We back. And until next time, peace.
Peace.